Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. Down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. Down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. Down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo,
wigga please.
Wigga
please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Podcast coming live from the Vroom Tomb in Los Angeles, California. The Vroom Tomb, a.k.a. my car, a.k.a. this shitbox that I drive around in. We're doing a mashup. We're going from the Vroom Tomb to the Gloom Tomb to the streets, to the donut shop, to the Starbucks.
Word.
And G Monetti, how you feeling, man? You're in LA now for a few days. How did it feel to be doing your first ever episode live from the Vroom Tomb?
Feels great. Like the good sunshine, cooling out. It's all good, yo.
Yeah. Are you nervous with me podcasting and driving? I don't support any sort of reckless driving. Me and G Monetti are very safe, conservative drivers.
That's right.
But how do you feel personally seeing me do my thing in here with one hand on the wheel and one hand on the mic?
Oh, you got four eyes now. I'm here.
Okay. So you feel good?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, so this is a mashup of sorts. We're coming to the end of the year. First of all, I want to say this. As we've said before very openly, we're not baseball fans. I don't give a shit about baseball. But I do give a shit about my man Pete Rose, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
And basically, Pete Rose, it was the final nail in the coffin. They're not letting Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame while he's alive. And I think it's an abomination. You got all these steroid freaks, these bat-corking freaks.
A-Rod, he's like, everybody loves him now.
All these guys are in the Hall of Fame. Yet, one of the most iconic baseball players of all time who has the hitting record that will never be broken because of some bullshit gambling that wasn't even gambling on his... He's already paid his time.
Yeah.
You've stripped him of his livelihood. He's barely making a living. Look up the ESPN short, 30 for 30 short. Look at Pete Rose's life today and see if you think this is just. What he did on the baseball field was what he did on the baseball field. He made a mistake. There's dudes that murder people that are allowed back into society.
That's right.
But Pete Rose is not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Bullshit.
You got this fucking guy, Sammy Sosa, Luminer. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Fuck no.
Is he going to get in?
He's not getting in because he bleached his skin.
Wait. They're not going to let him in because he bleached his skin?
That's right. They should. That's a clause in the contract in that shit.
Say, if you're a black Spanish man and somehow you make yourself into a fucking bleach-colored freak, you don't get into...
How are they going to create the bust?
Is it Canton?
No, it's fucking upstate New York.
Is it upstate New York?
Yeah, it's upstate.
That's
man.
How little we know about baseball.
It's upstate.
You know, I gave Pete Rose a shout out in a movie I did called 20. Oh, fuck was the name of that movie. God damn. Well, I don't fact check.
Yeah, that's true.
But I shouted him out in that movie. Like, I improvised a scene because when we were doing that movie, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years ago, that was looming, the Pete Rose thing.
I heard Pete Rose is an asshole, though.
So what? So am I. I don't see no crowds around you, Moody. So am I.
But you ain't do no baseball shit.
Yeah, but you know what? So what? He's an asshole. He's still Charlie fucking Hustle. He still should be in the Hall of Fame. He has the hitting record.
Do you see him on Fox? You see, baseball's fucked up. They got him as the face of baseball analyzing the World Series, but he can't be in the Hall of Fame?
No. No. And I'm telling you, he's struggling to make a living. You know, you can only
sign so many autographs, right? Pay for the autographs and shit. Yo, just put him in. That's hard to admit, cause you know what was gonna happen.
So what, he gambled on other games?
But he gambled on his fucking team
to win.
Yo,
that's the kind of coach I want.
Say,
it'd be
fuck
one thing,
it.
Yo, I'm betting on my team to win, motherfucker. That's how confident I feel in my team.
Put him in.
Put him in the fucking Hall of Fame. Yeah. Canton is the NFL.
NFL,
Springfield,
Ohio.
Springfield is more is
basketball.
What's Major League Baseball?
Upstate, somewhere upstate.
Yeah,
New York,
I know, but it's a name.
I don't fucking know.
We don't fact check anything. We fact check nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Iron Rapport podcast. We don't fact check shit. I'm driving my car. I'm in traffic right now.
That's right.
You think I got time to fact check things?
Hell no.
You want me to fucking podcast, fact check, and drive?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. It's too much to ask.
We don't have monitors.
We don't have any fucking interns. You know, a lot of radio shows, people are handing them stuff as they're going.
That's right.
We're out here like Philippe Petit walking across the World Trade Centers in the 70s with no net.
Damn, money was on some shit, man.
Yo, money was on some shit. Philippe Petit was wild. He walked across the World Trade Centers.
Yo, he was dancing on that shit, on that tight
no net. He's fucking crazy.
That's a special human being.
And he went all the movie The Walk is a good movie. I don't know why that movie, Robert Zemeckis. Pretty sure it was Robert Zemeckis. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. The movie he directed, which is skipping my mind's memory book right now, is really good too. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But he's a really good actor and a really good director. I was really impressed with the film he directed. Sorry, I don't know the title. Again, that has to do with the... There's no disrespect. I wish I did know the title. I'm not trying to be funny. I just cannot remember the frickin' title. So Pete Rose, man, I think that's bullshit. I think it's real bullshit that
they're gonna put him in when he's dead. Why not put him in now? If you're gonna put him in when he's dead,
you already killed his spirit, you
right.
Fucks.
Yeah, he did work on the field. He had one transgression. He fucked up. All right, it's been 20 years, right? It's over, man. He did a lot more for baseball.
Right.
Right?
And why can't he be in the Hall of Fame if so what? He still was a great player. You could explain it. Like, I think it brings attention to it. Act like this is a kosher league.
Yeah.
When the fucking steroid era, they knew these guys were doing this and they didn't do anything. And then they got out of hand. Congress had to intervene. Where's Congress for fucking Charlie Hustle?
Word.
Congress should intervene with that and make the guy go, hey, you fucking assholes, you circus league.
That's right.
You got guys juicing. Like Pete Rose can't get in. He's got an unbreakable hitting record.
Right.
You know, I often wonder, since you've never been a part of the I Am Rapaport podcast from the Gloom Tomb, G. Monetti, if we were to get pulled over, because, you know, if you have like a device in your hand, would this actually be like a justifiable
pull over?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm going to my autistic shit, right?
Oh, what is that?
When they start pulling motherfuckers over, that's when I get into that.
Until they taser
the motherfucker, the autistic guy, that's when I said, damn, my strategy.
So walk people through that. If you've never heard G. Monetti, his plan for getting pulled over for speeding or podcasting while driving is to do what? Walk through people through that again.
Well, you know, I developed a strategy. I figured I could lessen the brutality against black people, since I'm black.
Right.
Is to come up with, maybe they'll feel a little compassion if I'm autistic.
And so I go, driver's license and ID, please. I'm sorry, sir.
But I usually have a passenger with me that will convey, oh, he's autistic. I'm letting him drive.
Well, why do you have those microphones in your hand? And I go, well, I do this thing.
For Oprah.
Yeah,
we're working for Oprah.
You're going to tell the people that.
Yeah.
So that's G. Monetti to stop police brutality against him from ever happening. Not that you've ever had that.
Right.
You're just planning ahead.
I'm planning.
And feel free to use that as a strategy going forward, any people.
All my black people out there.
You don't own the copyright on that, right?
No. Just fucking yell.
Right. Pretend you have some sort of mental.
And bob back and forth.
And what about saliva?
If you can drool, even better.
Okay. This is the I Am Rapaport podcast coming live from the Gloom Tomb, Vroom Tomb in Los Angeles. You could hear I'm driving. You see this? This is not a gimmick. Yo, yo! Woo, woo! I'm in the car. You know, we've talked about mad shaming and how I want to stop the mad shaming. I actually was almost provoked into an altercation for a few reasons, but essentially, one of the things that pushed me over the top, aside for being antagonized and having something mentioned about a female and just harassed, was I was mad shamed. And G. Monetti was there.
Right.
I was in one of my hangout spots in Los Angeles, and the guy was. Started talking some bullshit. You know what it was? It's one of these guys that are like, you know, these people that are, what do they call it? They're like, they're taking donations and they're taking, oh, sign up for this and save the whales and save the gorillas and save the fucking this and save the that. And it's, yo, and they're always there every day and they ask you 3, 4, 5 times in the same trip.
Yep.
Yep. And the same people ask you, and it's the same people I tell them, no, no, no. No. Or I say, I've already signed up, thank you. Or I feel like if that's your job, you should be able to read people's energy. And if my face looks the way it looks when I'm walking past you, that means I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, if I got the ice grill on, I got some shit on my mind. Don't talk to me about that.
And if I got the ice grill on and I'm averting eye contact, or if I'm talking on the cell phone and I have one hand on my cell phone, my other hand maybe down my pants scratching my balls, mm-hmm. or I have one hand on my cell phone and the other hand's carrying a bunch of shit, bags, mail, whatever the fuck, I'm not stopping for you. Don't ask. So the other day, this one dude asked me some shit. I was like, no, I'm good, thank you. And then he followed me into my coffee place. And then he started mumbling some shit under his breath.
Followed you.
Into the coffee place and said something to me in there. And then now I'm like, yo, you're in my space. I didn't say shit. So today, when I was with Moody,
mm-hmm.
coming from the drugstore, Gerald was getting some mouthwash. I'm concerned, G.
Listen.
I'm concerned about your general
Don't fucking have me out there like that where people thinking my shit is tart. My shit ain't tart, B.
I really feel like what I imagine Bill Cosby's breath to smell like is starting to develop.
No.
I'm
no.
just...
Don't believe that. And when you see me...
You know, ask to smell his shit. You know...
My shit smell like lavender, nigga.
It doesn't smell like lavender. It has that, like, that uncle...
No.
That was, uncle that you wanted to avoid when you were a little kid smell. And you think that I'm, like, just jabbing at you to make fun of you. I said this on podcasts and off podcasts, and I said, yo, why would I just make this up?
No, you're trying to be funny.
No, I'm not. I said this to you.
Yo, I admit, I was on a plane. My shit was fucked up. I came out here smelling salty.
But
now it's a new day, motherfucker.
But
what about today?
But... I'm thinking it's like a general smell, and I
get
just
get the fuck out of here.
A couple of minutes ago, I was like, I don't think I could have been friends with you this long if this was always the smell. Like, I don't think, like, I think it would, I would have been like, I can't fuck with this guy.
Then
like,
that means it's a aberration. Do you understand?
What does that mean?
That means it never really happens. Huh? There you go. Now go back to your story. Leave my ass alone. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm not the subject. That motherfucker that was harassing you at Larchmont, he was the subject. And I want to talk about these guys.
I started by saying we were leaving the writing. Did you or did you not get some
I ain't get no mouthwash. I got a scruffer.
For what?
My face. I scruff. Exfoliation.
Do you use it on your feet?
I don't need that, B.
I'm just asking.
Yo, look here, man.
Just asking, why just use it on your face?
You got to scuff and scruff the dead cells off your grill at night.
Okay, you got to do that, but you don't got to get a fucking annual physical checkup?
Yeah.
Well, the people, we're heading towards the end of 2015, and I'm going to stay focused on this, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows that my partner here has not gotten his checkup that he promised us to get episodes ago.
You're right.
Okay,
I have no...
And he's talking about exfoliating his fucking face, and meanwhile, we don't know what the fuck is growing inside him. But I do know that I am starting to smell some sort of lingering...
You smelling that rum.
Okay.
But back to my man.
Okay, so we were leaving the fucking drugstore, and the dude said something to me. Or his man said something to me, congratulating me, you know, in jest about winning Jew of the Year. I actually won Jew of the Year on
wow.
Sirius Shade 45,
that's
Eminem's
right.
record radio station on Sirius XM, Shade 45. I won Jew of the Year, which I was very proud of.
That's right.
Paul Rosenberg, the great Paul Rosenberg from Shady Records, he gave me this award in a very heartfelt speech, and I won
like
the
that.
Title, and I was very proud of that. That's genuine. It's not like that's a joke, but I really genuinely was like,
hey,
oh,
man.
Shit, man.
If I won Black Person of the Year, shit, you think I wouldn't be celebrating?
Yeah, so I won so the dude's man said something, yo, congratulations on being Jew of the Year. Like, he was being nice. Like, it was like, yo, he's being funny. Yeah. I said, oh, shit. And then they said, yo, I want to win it next year. I said, yo, do your thing, money. And then his man said some shit. And his
side
man...
Side talk.
His man said some side talk, but his man... said some shit the last time I saw him. Or I felt like he was just... So, blah, 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 blah. I approached Money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, blah, 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 blah. Yo, at first it was very just casual. Like, yo, da, 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 da. And then it got to... Yo, don't say nothing to me when you see me over here. And then it got into... So he came towards me.
Right.
And then you were like, chill.
I said, chill, man.
And it was just... It was gonna be a situation.
Yeah, they want lawsuits.
Yeah, because he even said that. He said, I want some of those millions.
You said you're gonna break his fucking jaw. I said, yo, chill. As soon as you said that, I said, yo, chill.
But the thing that escalated me is he said, what are you getting so mad for? And then I thought about the mad shaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm getting mad in my head. This all happens in very matter of moments. I'm getting mad because you're talking greasy. I've already tried to walk away from you three times.
Word.
And another people who was in the same area were like, yo, you were fucking with people.
Yep.
Some big, tall dude. You saw that big
saw
6 foot six dude. He was ready to pick Money up.
Yep.
So this guy's either stupid or trying to provoke it. But then he said, yo, he wanted me to hit him because, you know, he wanted something.
That's what he's out there to do, provoke.
And then, but when he said, are you really getting mad about this or are you something? I was like, I said, yeah, I'm fucking getting mad about this. He tried to mad shame me.
Right. Ain't no such thing as mad shaming.
But the people think that that's like a bad thing. Like, yo, you're provoking me and I'm getting mad.
So it's bad that you're getting mad.
No, it's not bad. It's bad.
That's what they
when
say.
When I fucking kick you in your fucking, when I stick my fucking New Balance, just the tip of it, in your ass, then that's going to be bad. Because I'm not a fighter and I'm not a fucking a guy.
A brute.
I'm not a brute.
I'm not a guy.
That's not my thing. So anyway, I was mad shamed. See, it's a real thing. So this whole you mad, bro. And by the way, I want to say New York Magazine, the AKA the Weekly Hipster Manifesto, that I love that magazine. You did an article on
biting our style.
You bit our fucking style. We came up with this whole mad shaming concept.
Word.
And lo and behold, a few months later, I know one of you little fuckers is up there listening to the Iron Rapport podcast.
That's right.
You hipsters don't come up with anything original on your own.
That's right. They copiers.
You had to take our shit. You stole our style. You fuck. And they did a whole thing. They didn't call it mad shaming, but they used the you mad bro and the whole you mad culture. And yes.
Motherfuckers get mad.
Nothing wrong with
that. Nothing wrong with that. A human being has two sides, motherfucker. Mad, happy.
Or in between. And they're all part of the rainbow of emotions.
This is some sucker shit that they trying to do. When I was young, yo, ranking sessions, motherfuckers getting snapped on for hours. You gotta take
literally
it.
For hours.
Literally. This ain't no bullshit. For hours.
One dude would just get annihilated.
And, yo, you come back with some clever shit, or you suck it up.
Or you fight.
Or you fight them.
Or you leave.
Ain't no mad. Oh, you mad. Yeah, I'm mad. This motherfucker talking about my mom's.
And your ripped jeans.
Yeah, and your tight-ass zippers.
And your fucking sneakers, your skip-ass sneakers.
And your bullshit hat.
And look at your fucking mouth, Duke. You don't have no chapstick. Look at your shit.
Word.
And tell me if I'm wrong. I was known. That was my
way. Fuck with you.
That was my way of fighting.
Nobody can fuck with you with that.
With the verbal shit.
Many have tried.
And anybody who went to Fairfax High School the 1 year that I went there, they will tell you that the first week during lunch period, that's how I got my reputation.
That's how you put it.
I would have liked to get my reputation for being a ball player and or a coxman, but I didn't get it that. I got my reputation for talking shit, and I took down all comers.
That's right. No doubt. I witnessed that.
I took them down one-on-one. I'm out there from New York. It's 1985. I'm wearing my AJs. I'm wearing my shit.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to talk. Oh, you talking greasy? This is 85.
85.
I had already honed my craft for years, so I had to defend myself. After lunch.
That was short work for you.
That was like...
That's short work.
That was easy money. I'm like Money Mayweather. That's easy money, man.
Word.
In the hood, you got to be careful. Because if you take it too far, a motherfucker might fuck you up. And I knew.
Especially a white person.
Talking about your clothes, your skin's
and
all dry.
Everybody's laughing.
You're ashy.
Yeah.
Hey, look at your fucking pants.
Most time, motherfuckers just stop. You never got into no real beef.
Well, no, because the reality of my comings and goings in the hood is motherfuckers that could really get down, that could really fight, that really ran shit, they had my back. Because I'm a non-threat.
Right, we playing ball.
I'm a basketball playing, shit-talking white dude.
Right.
I'm not there for any trouble. But if we're going to get into snapping, I have to do something.
Right. That's my shit.
That's what I gotta
you
do.
You fuck with the wrong motherfucker.
So yeah, you can insult whatever you might have insulted me about. Usually the one thing I had working against me is I always had this fucking beak. So people, oh, look at your nose. So oh, look at your hair, whatever. And whatever you say, even if it's a good snap, I eat that. It's like a jelly bean. You're feeding me. And I'm going, and I'm just thinking more, I'm gonna get you. Now you might say, oh, you hook-nosed Jew, you this, that, and the other thing. People would make fun of the way I ran. You look like you run like you have a, like a, like you have a shit in your pants. Yeah, right. I'm running my heart out up and down the court. People are laughing at me.
Like you got shit taped to your fucking inner thigh.
Then I haven't wiped my ass.
Yeah, and you're just trying to. Oh, you got a potato chip stuck in your ass and you don't want to break it.
Oh, you talking shit? I'm gonna get you after the game, you fuck.
Word.
Why are your elbows so fucking ashy? Look at your fucking teeth.
You fucked a lot of people up with that.
That was my thing. So anyway, so I that really happened to me. And then I feel bad. I'm like, you almost fucking got into a fucking altercation.
You lucky I was there, man, to calm your ass down. Because money was baiting you.
He was baiting me.
He was like, with that grin, you really want to get mad? And when a motherfucker is laughing and you serious and you ready, that's when he gets snuffed.
Yeah, that right. That was
laughing.
That could have happened.
Laughing promotes snuffing.
Just like Mickey said, women weakens legs in Rocky One. Said that to Rocky.
Yep.
They quoted it two times in Creed. Women weaken legs.
Laughing promotes snuff.
The I Am Rappaport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper.com. It's an award-winning sleep startup. Go to Casper.com. $50 off purchase of any size mattress. Put in the code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, Casper Mattress in New York City. You can return the mattress within 100 days. That's a guarantee. The bed will be delivered between 2 to 5 days anywhere in the United States and Canada. Casper.com, the promo code is Rappaport. You get $50 off the mattress. We do not plug, we do not support, we do not take sponsorship from anything we have not tried and we are not passionate about 450%. It's the I Am Rappaport podcast coming live from the Vroom Tomb. G Monetti got a, your head is nice, yo.
Yo, I got that Icon Razor.
Icon Razors.
Yo, y'all,
they changed the game for my man's dome piece.
Yo, that sun be hitting it and you could fry an egg from the reflection. On my dome.
Yo.
And the shaving cream that you have to fucking lather
the
up.
The old school
shit.
But it gets a nice, deep, thick shave. I like that stuff. I like good stuff for men.
Word up.
I like good stuff that men like.
Men shit. We forgot about the man.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We forgot about that.
Because you got Caitlyn. You got all kind of shit going on now. But what about that real man?
Is there something wrong with that?
Right?
Is there something wrong with having hair on your chest? Like the great Big Daddy Kane said, I got no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough cookie. Mm-hmm. Well, Big Daddy Kane, as much as I love you, I have a fucking peasy chest.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Taco meat.
And there's nothing wrong with that. These dudes are emasculating themselves by waxing and getting the hair on their chest removed with lasers. Listen, if you got a back and you got full hair on your back, okay, you look like shit.
Word.
You look like a fucking animal.
Do that.
I understand that. Right. Andre Drummond, Detroit Pistons, probably all-star caliber. You got hair on your shoulders. You could spend a little money and get that hair removed. It looks like a tattoo. Yeah. It looks crazy.
Yeah, you look fucked up.
But just the basic hair on your chest, hair on your arms, and you're shaving and waxing your arms, and you're a man. What happened?
Remember Tom Selleck? That hair shit was dope back in the days. Tom Selleck, Magnum PI.
How did it become that men stopped breeding other men with hair on their body? The first person who I saw, no bullshit, and I fuck with Brad Pitt, the first person who I saw who was in the public was Brad Pitt.
A baby's ass.
He had no hair on his chest when he came out, and it was like at that Fight Club thing. He had very little hair. And then all of a sudden, I'm an asshole.
Right. Word.
You got hair on your chest. And girls, like, some girls like it, some girls don't. Yo, you rather a dude with no hair on his chest like you?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I'm supposed to be effeminized.
Effeminate.
Otherwise, you don't like this gruff hair shit when I'm laying on you.
Man. My pubic hair looked like Esther Roll. Like, I'm like Esther Roll, my shit down there. I don't give a fuck. I don't shave shit. You don't like it? Fuck you. That's how it looked. I'm a black person.
Esther Roll, who
from Good Times,
who played
Florida, Flo. My pubic hair looked like her hair. Her afro. I don't give a shit. I don't cut nothing. You're not fucking the hair.
And why should you feel ashamed of your chest hair?
Were
these girls are I tell you, the first person who ever tried to again criticize my hair, and I'm not dissing her. I'm telling the story. I don't know if she'll ever remember it, but I was doing a movie with Gwyneth Paltrow. David Schwimmer.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
The pallbearer.
And she said, oh, you got chest hair.
She said, ew, you got so much hair on your chest. Brad has nothing. This is public. She was dating Brad Pitt at the time. I fucks with Brad. He's my man. Fucking with him since True Romance. That is my dude. And I fucks with Gwyneth Paltrow. Haven't seen her in a long time.
But she said some slick
shit. She said some slick shit. Like, you know, we're friends. But she said, ew, you got so much hair on your chest.
Ew.
Brad has nothing on there. First of all,
is Brad holding?
That's not what I was going to say.
You ain't mentioning that.
You ain't mentioning that.
Right. Oh, his hair. Is he holding? Is he holding like me?
Is it wearing his loaf game insane?
That's right.
Is his fuck style
buck wild? That's all that matters. Fuck the hair. Hair is cosmetic.
And you don't like that I have hair on? I'm from the Burt Reynolds shit.
Word. Burt Reynolds.
He was on the cover of Playgirl, butt ass. He was that dude in the 70s.
He looked like a Wookiee.
Bruce Jenner was one of the sexiest men of the 1970s. That is a fucking fact. Bruce Jenner was a gruff, hairy dude.
Yeah. Masculine.
Masculine.
Oh. In the 70s.
Bruce was that dude. Hairy chest. Big barrel chest motherfucker. He had hair coming out of his USA tank top that he won the gold. Look at the photos. Nobody said shit to Bruce.
Word.
He was on the cover of Wheaties Box with a hair. And now I got to hear from Gwyneth Paltrow making me feel like shit.
Is he holding?
Thrown off. I was right, like, huh? Like,
yeah, if this woman says, says that to you, of course you're going to be thrown off. But now, since we're here, is he holding?
Oh yeah, now I've been prepared.
Is he holding? Fuck the hair, B.
Hair on your chest.
Brad.
How do we get on this? We were talking about the man.
The man needs to be the man. The Marlboro man. Remember the shit on Sunset?
The Marlboro man, you think he had no hair on his chest? I think not.
He out there making steaks, ribeyes, in the fucking woods.
Smoking cigarettes. Fucking around with Bigfoot.
On horses.
You think he doesn't have hair on his chest? How the fuck is he going to stay warm?
Farming.
He got his, what is it called? The chaps. His leather boots and all that shit.
Poncho.
And he's not hasn't have hair on his chest? You think Tonto, the Indian who was out there fucking around with the Lone Ranger, he didn't have hair on his chest?
Were. I never thought about Tonto. Yeah, man.
Nobody said anything to him. Gwyneth Paltrow didn't say anything to him. And I'm not saying this. I fucks with you, Gwyneth. Fucks with you
hard. But you can't be talking side talk.
She caught me off guard with that. I'm in my 20s. You know, these are the kind of things that could affect you. I could have just kind of, you know,
shaved your shit.
Yeah, and waxed my shit. No.
We got hair. He doesn't. So what?
Why are you bringing up what Brad did?
Right, Brad.
But
I ain't Brad.
He brought that shit into the zeitgeist. You know, that word zeitgeist is a word I use a lot on the Ian Rapoport podcast.
I heard y'all motherfuckers. You ain't talking about that shit.
He brought it in. Fight Club, Thelma and Louise. Not everybody's going to be on that hairless shit.
I don't want to be on that.
When you get lost out in the woods and you don't have no hair on your shit, who's gonna be complaining then? I'm gonna be warm. I got fur on my shit.
That's right.
Not even that hairy. It's not like I'm like a monkey, but I got like regular man's hair on my shit. I don't have hair on my shoulders. Fortunately, I don't have hair on my back. Yeah. I don't have very hairy legs or arms, but I have hair on my chest.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Shit.
Nothing.
Making it like men shouldn't have. We got dudes manscaping their fucking, their hair on their chest and the hair on their, they're shaving their loaves and wax. Yo, man.
Oh, no, I shave mine, so you don't talk about that.
You shave your loaf?
I sometimes,
you just said that you had your
pubic hair. Sometimes it get out
like
of control. I got the esterol shit.
Yeah, I didn't know this about you, Duke.
But sometimes.
No, I didn't know this about you, my man.
I have to. This shit be hanging outside my shorts. I gotta shave that shit.
I didn't know this about you, man. You throwing me for a loop with that shit.
Yo, like I said before.
Man.
When you shave it, you get extra length.
Oh, but you're not shaving it for length. You're shaving it for grooming. And then when it grows back, don't lie.
Itching like a motherfucker.
So why do you do it?
Because I don't want the hair fucking seeping down my leg.
When seeping down your legs? You're not walking around in a fucking in a banana hammock. You haven't gotten a customized banana hammock. As much as the fans love you, nobody has sent you a customized banana hammock.
Word.
So when besides yourself, who's going to see you? This growth.
I don't let nobody see. I cut it.
Okay, and then so you're willing to cut it for a moment of what you considered grooming.
Yes.
Yet. When it comes back, you have days, and I know it's true, you have days of itchy and scratchy and discomfort.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying, Moody.
Whenever you cut your shit, you're going to be itching.
Right, but your chest, man, I didn't know this, Moody.
I'll take that.
I didn't know this about you, that you did.
Sometimes I like neatness.
So you shave it bald?
Bald.
Your whole loaf?
My whole shit.
Oh, you're a nasty fucking
dude, man.
My
ball sack and all that. That's a good rhyme.
My ball
I
sack.
Shave my ball sack and all that.
That's like a Cool G rap rhyme. I shave my ball
sack and all
I shave
that.
My ball sack and all that. and you know, when I did the now famous Adam Carolla interview, I said that he was the Don Corleone of the microphone. And I'm going to give him that, yeah. But now I'm taking that back. Because that's a lyric to me. That's like a Jay-Z lyric.
Don Corleone.
Yo, this the Don Corleone of the microphone.
Oh,
and you fucking around with me, you better leave me alone. Because I'm walking down the street, and bopping to the beat. And if I could rhyme,
oh,
that would be good.
Anybody can rhyme.
But
today.
The Don Corleone of the microphone?
That is
Tell
good.
Me that's not some like Nas AZ shit
that,
from like when
is.
They were on that shit.
That
no
is.
One, I don't think anyone's ever said I came up with that. Off the dome piece.
I see it.
But now I'm taking it back. The I Am Rapaport podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. What do you think about Kobe retiring?
From the way it looks, good. 20 years in,
enough is enough.
But Shaq, like Shaq said on his podcast, I wonder what's next because everything is just with him. Basketball, basketball, basketball. So now basketball is gone.
Do you like listening to Laker games? Like broadcast? Like tonight, the Lakers play. AC Green does the pregame. And James Worthy does the pregame. And I forgot the guys. I never was a big Chick Hearn fan.
Me neither.
That's sacrilegious to say.
You're right.
But Marv Albert shits on Chick Hearn.
Yeah, it's not even close, man. It's not close. We heard Chick Hearn in 1984, 85 for the first time, and we were kids, and we said that shit is whack. As kids. And that may be from just listening to Marv Albert and being a...
God bless the dead, Chick
yeah.
Hearn. But there was never anything dope about his voice.
Yeah.
Period. And that's not just Laker hate.
Yeah. Just I didn't think that was... I didn't think it was a big thing. Why would he make it a big thing?
We grew up on Marv.
Yeah. Jim Carvelis. Who else? Fucking Mike Breen.
Who's the guy we love who did the Big East games?
Mike Gorman. Tom Heinsohn.
With the Kiss.
Bill Raftery.
And Bill my man O'Brien on...
Iron Eagle, Vern Lundquist.
No, but who was the guy, O'Brien, who would do the games with Doc on CBS?
Oh.
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien, yeah. Those are world-class voices, man, that stick with
Those are voices that you get excited to
Word.
Listen to. Pat O'Brien, CBS games, on a Sunday, Doc versus Bird in the Boston Garden. He's calling the game.
Yeah, his voice is part of the game.
Right.
Right? AC Green is a whack. He's the definition of a whack cat. He still wears the shag afro. You have most of the afro in the back near your neck. He's still wearing that.
Yo, AC Green, gotta cut your shit.
The staff at NBA TV need to cut. Say, yo, cut that shit, yo.
It's not 1985.
What the fuck, man? And he was the one that was bragging about not getting no ass either. He was doing it 20 years ago. Like, I'm proud. Like, I don't have any relations.
You bragging about this shit, AC Green?
Then cut your dick off. Castrate yourself. Don't brag about it. Cut it off. That's our stance. Cut it. Castration. Why brag and still have your peace? Cut your shit. I cut my shit. That's why I don't have sex. That would be apropos. I don't like AC Green. Cut your hair, Duke. It's 2015. Motherfuckers got bald heads. Braid it.
Do something to your shit.
Word.
Speaking of cutting your own loaf, All Loafs Matter campaign will be coming into effect in 2016. It's coming it's really happening. It's really happening in 2016. We're going to arrange this walk. If it's not a walk, it's going to be some sort of party. We're doing something for All Loafs Matter.
Yeah, we have to, man.
Because to end the year, I mean, there's still a few days left in the year. I hope I don't hear any more about that. But you know, there was a video. Did you see the video last few days ago? The guy cut his loaf off on video.
Oh, nah.
Get it hard.
The footage.
To cut.
I didn't watch it. I refused to watch this footage of this guy in Turkey. Cut his turkey off.
What was the reason given?
He was arguing something about his girlfriend. They don't know what it was. He's arguing with the dude. He's working in a bagel shop. And then to be belligerent, he pulls down his trousers and cuts his fucking loaf off with a razor. I'm not watching this footage, man. I refuse to watch this footage. But this just goes to show that all loaves matter. That this guy felt so bad about whatever was going on in his life that he decided to take a razor, like the kind of razor that's in a box cutter.
Damn.
And cut his fucking loaf off. You got to be deranged to do that. You got to be in a deranged state to do that.
He's a nut.
You know, people don't think that this All Loaves Matter campaign is real, but it's real.
Look how many cases we have seen since we started that. Like, I've never seen how the ferocity in which they go at in my lifetime.
I never heard. It's like an epidemic.
It's that feminist transition bullshit where
things are never that bad that you need to cut off your loaf.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Yo, I play when we play ball and you got a knee or somebody elbowed you
in the dick.
Yo, you take at least 15, 10 minutes and you go to the side.
The balls are worse than the dick.
Yeah.
That's true. Because if you just get hit in the dick, it hurts, but it's not inner. It's more like getting hit on a muscle. The balls are where.
Oh, you feel like so queasy.
That's when the women, they're like, oh, you got hit in the dick. No, it's the
balls. It's the seeds. It's the scrotum. The seeds. You get hit in the seeds.
That's when you get that reaction. Sometimes you'll see a guy get punched in a boxing match in the dick, and it won't be like that exaggerated. Sometimes it won't even be a hard punch, but if it gets to the right spot.
Oh, man.
I don't like it. All loafs matter.
Word. All loafs matter. We had a suck ass judge said some racist shit.
I'm eating potato chips.
I hear you, bro.
What did he say?
He said about affirmative action. He said, the black kids, they don't do well when they go to big schools anyway. Like big, like Harvard and anything, and Harvard and stuff, schools like that. They don't do well. So I was saying, you see, this mindset is what administers law. You see, a racist mind that will look at the black person as the judge as nothing. He's the judge, and this is how you think.
Right.
You're raised in a bastion of racism, and you become a judge. So, of course, when you see the black person stand before you, you've already got your premeditated notions on what this guy is based on his color.
What? Where is this judge?
Antonio Scalia, a no good barbarian judge. Right? And think about this, Rap. You denied a whole race of people based on their color.
Man.
Right? Right? You said they can't get into anything because they're black. And in order to try and right the wrongs from that, they create affirmative action to try to level it. And now you say you can't do it. You can't get in those schools because you're black.
He just doesn't want it.
You see? These cats need to die off.
What state is this?
This is a Supreme Court judge.
Shit, I didn't hear about that.
The mind that administers law is racist.
Shit.
So he's up there judging. You're a judge? You're supposed to be like the scales of law, right? It's the lady is blindfolded, right? And she's holding the scale.
Right.
Blindfolded.
Right.
She don't see color.
Right.
But you do. You're a barbarian.
Damn. I like that shit, G Moody. I like that. We jumped right into this. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. Some people call me White Mike. Other people call me the White Arsenio Hall. They call my partner, his name is Gerald Moody. They call him G Monetti.
Mm-hmm.
G Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call him the Black Ed McMahon.
Yes.
This is the I Am Rapport podcast. We're coming live and direct from the Los Angeles Gloom Tomb. And man. How you feeling about Los Angeles, G Moody?
Oh, man. It's a little brick out here, man. Unusually chilly.
Yeah.
But legitimately
cold, but not freezing.
Yeah.
But like chilly.
But you see these motherfuckers out here, these Angelinos with trench coats.
And oh, yeah.
Shearlings.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 60 plus.
Wearing goggles and like ski masks like it's a fucking blizzard. Like people in Los Angeles, we have no opportunities to dress up. So if it's slightly cold, they just bring out all the fly winter shit. You'll see people walking around with gooses.
I mean, for nothing.
It's not that cold. It's just a little windy for Los Angeles. It's a little windy for Los Angeles.
They couldn't make it in the brickness of NY.
Yo, I want to make a public thing. Odell Beckham, in the beginning of the football season, we said, cut your wig. We said, you wearing the blonde shit with the lavender, you need to cut your wig piece. Remember we said this about him? What else did we say about him? That the defensive backs from the swamps,
they don't like all that pretty boy shit.
Well,
he's better than
you could do whatever the fuck you want with your hair.
Yeah.
Cause first of all, you're a New York Giant. Second of all, you're a bad motherfucker.
Word.
And not that I didn't think you were a bad motherfucker, but like, yo, this is the I Am Rapaport podcast. We have to haze you a little bit.
Yeah.
We can't just, you're just the second coming and not question your wig piece. We question your wig piece. You could do whatever you want.
Word.
Lavender, blonde, what, dance, all that shit, trade jerseys, do whatever you want.
I don't like his man.
Wait, but I just want to say publicly, we fuck with you hard body karate. So do and play and dance. You're the best. You've earned it.
Yeah.
You took, yo, the first game of the season, I think it was versus Dallas, you took a shot. You got up, and you've been kicking ass the whole season.
Yeah, he did his thing.
And now you're that dude. And that dude can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Word.
But who are you talking about, his man?
His man, he went to school with LSU, Landry.
Oh, Jarvis Landry.
They on some ready for the world type shit with their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they probably have like little salon sessions where they say, what you going to do? You going to put blonde streak in one of the braids, or you going to put it in the top, in the part? I don't like all that. Football is football, B.
I hear you.
Football is football. Lynn Swan, he didn't do all that. Don Beebe. Edelman.
Kellen Winslow didn't do any of that shit.
The Bopsy twins. You got blonde shit, and he... Why don't you wear afro, motherfucker?
Hey.
Braid your shit.
We said that about him earlier, but then he basically was like, yo, I'm going to wear my shit however you want. Bet your bottom dollar if Odell's game dropped off, he would have cut his wig. Jarvis Landry, too. But they're both bad motherfuckers. So now they're like, yo, I'm not cutting shit, dude.
Yeah. NFL need to outlaw some of this shit like they did with Iverson.
Yo, you're taking it too far.
Too much.
You know what I don't
culture.
Understand about the NFL? That they let them play with earrings in their ears.
Money had a hoodie. Did you see the motherfucker?
That I don't understand either. James Jones, I think it was on the Green Bay Packers.
I think he had an American Giant hoodie.
American Giant is a sponsor of the Iron Rapport podcast, and they are known for making the best hoodie in the world.
So
and
why would he not wear that in Green
in
Bay?
Green Bay.
That was an American Giant hoodie.
I think it was a green American Giant hoodie. It looked like a green American Giant hoodie. I believe it was the wide receiver, James Jones. I could be wrong. I do not fact check. If you've never listened to the Iron Rapport podcast, please note.
We don't fact check.
We don't fact check anything.
Ain't no fact checking.
Because we had to get this too. Ain't no fact checking. That's a shout out to Big Daddy Kane. Mm-hmm. Marley Marl, did he
and
produce
Dougie
that?
Fresh.
Oh yeah, ain't no half stepping.
Were dun, 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 dun. And Chill then, Will Barry B, what up?
Chill Will and Barry B, all the get fresh too. Get up, get fresh too. Get up, say what? Get fresh too. Now me and Barry B on the microphone. I don't yo.
Speaking of Dougie Fresh, a quick thing. Listen to his show. It's syndicated nationally.
You gotta listen to it.
The Dougie Fresh Show on WBLS in New York, 107.5. It's a great show if you want to hear original hip-hop.
If you want to hear the radio the way we grew up, we were blessed enough to grow up, or not just we. If you grew up in the New York State or the tri-state area, every weekend you would hear this shit on the radio.
Yep. Dougie's done it again.
Red Alert, Marley Marl.
Chuck Chill Out.
The Awesome Two. Mr. Magic.
P. Fine.
We would hear this on the radio. And Dougie is doing it like that every Saturday night on WBLS. Yo, how dope
11.
would a Dougie Fresh podcast be? That would be...
Oh, man. Good stories, man.
Yo, Dougie Fresh had a ride.
Icon.
Yo, the greatest entertainer.
Yeah, icon.
Dougie Fresh is sick. Like, when you think about, like, some of the, like, his name gets overlooked a lot for, like, best of, top this,
yeah,
top five this, top five that. Yo, he was beatboxing and rhyming and on his dance shit. The greatest entertainer on the microphone.
Word.
Dougie Fresh is on some shit.
He needs to be revisited.
Yeah, we need to do a serious, extensive Dougie Fresh, sort of, that'd be a nice nice podcast or a doc. Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, like their stories, that song.
Word.
Moody, do you celebrate Christmas? I never really asked you about this.
No. As I've gotten older, I really don't. It's for the kids, for me. I think it's more for kids. Because when I was a kid, I really loved it. I looked forward to that day.
Yeah.
But as you've gotten older, I don't really care. I just care about it for my daughter.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about it.
You see, what I want to say is, it's Jesus' birthday, but you don't see no pictures of his ass.
What do you mean?
You go to the mall, all you see is Saint Nick. and things to buy, but you can't find one picture of Jesus. Mm. And it's his fucking birthday.
Where's the pictures?
Not one. I was with my daughter. I said, let's see if we can find one. If you find one, I'll give you $50. We was in the mall. We walked all through. Not one.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
It's supposed to be his party.
No love, no shout out. Some fat fuck coming down the chain.
He gets all the credit.
Yeah, no, but I don't lie to my daughter.
Speaking of his fat fuck, why is health and veganism and
veganism,
you know, too much sugar, too much that, it's an issue for everybody except for that fat fuck.
Yeah, they leave them motherfucking cookies.
How is that politically correct anymore? What? The political correct police, I'm surprised they haven't banned this fat fuck. Ban him. Shut him down.
Word.
You hipster fucks. Do it to Santa Claus. You do it to everybody else. Why is it okay for this fucking animal to be staggering down the Christmas tree?
They leave him liquor too.
Right. And then go out and drunk drive with his fucking reindeer.
Word.
You fat fuck you. But every move I make, every step I take, the politically correct police are on our ass.
Veganism.
Why isn't he a vegan? Or vegetarian at least.
Yeah.
It's not okay to like mistake the 19 different levels of transgenderism.
Pangender. They got not a
all
lot,
that other craziness.
A lot of shit now.
I read it off before that list, the manifesto. And meanwhile, Santa Claus is driving around drunk.
Where are the fucking hipster fucks, right?
Get them.